away. With a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Feet on the elegant crop, she was rigged for the knob. And how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, she stood several blasts, and they call her the Irish Rover. In the days I went courting, I was never tired resorting to an alehouse or a playhouse.